Heritage at the Fair. Hello, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture.
It's real important for us to honor that heritage and make sure that we know the way that our forefathers started building this county so that we've got the information and the foundation we need to keep on growing.
That's Wilson County Fair Board President Hale Moss. And yesterday, another year of celebrating the county's Century Farms was held during a special luncheon on the fairgrounds. Mitch Dobson represented his family's farm and their bicentury designation.
The way that people, I guess, look at it as being totally amazing that one family can be on a farm, be on the same farm through wars, depressions, everything for, like I say, for 203 years. And it's very humbling and also makes you very proud.
Dobson says they're still raising hay and cattle on the 128-acre farm and plan to for many more years to come. Now, Estelle Smart and her family were recognized as well. The Baird Farm has been in operation in Mount Juliet for over 200 years. There they still have 230 acres left of the original 640-acre farm.
When we were small children growing up, Daddy had chickens and he had pigs and he had cows. He grew corn, he grew hay, and today our farm has cattle on it still. We're very proud to be a part of this celebration today and this event. Our home was built by Herschel Cawthorn, who is Uncle Herschel, if you've ever eaten at the Cracker Barrel restaurant. And so we're proud of that connection also. And we're just very proud to be honored in such a way here in Wilson County.
Now, there were 9 new farms recognized yesterday at the Century Farm Celebration, and Wilson County has the most number of Century Farms registered in the state at 72. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.